Welcome to another episode, friends. Today we are doing a crash course on building your brand identity. We're going to talk about the difference between a personal brand and a business brand, and I'm going to cover 6 steps on how to craft your brand identity and help you build a brand that people actually want to buy from.
This is the Branding Business School Podcast, the go-to business and marketing podcast for ambitious women looking to start and scale profitable businesses. Learn from your host, Victoria Marcoulier, how to build a powerhouse brand in this online era without sacrificing your sanity or misplacing your priorities. We support the dreamers and the disruptors and are showing up weekly to teach you practical advice on what it takes to become the go-to in your industry. Operating an online business as a female entrepreneur looks different these days, and thanks to us, so does business school. Welcome to the Branding Business School Podcast.
And before we do so, let's just cover what a brand identity even is. You've heard about it. You probably have an idea of what it is in your head, but it will likely benefit you to have a little refresher. I live and breathe this stuff, and I still have to refresh myself on terms every once in a while. So, if you are an entrepreneur, a side hustler, a service provider trying to build a successful brand, having a branded identity is critical for you. Let me tell you why. A brand identity is the visual and conceptual representation of a brand. Visually speaking, this includes a brand's logo, typography, color palette, the imagery, just the overall style. Conceptually speaking, this is your brand's personality, your values, your messaging, your offers, and how all of these things are perceived by your audience. Hear this. If you are not actively crafting your brand identity, then someone else is. And this is an area where you want to be in the driver's seat. You should control the narrative on what your business is all about, not somebody else. And here's why. When you fail to craft a brand identity that draws in the right people to your business and that primes them to be excellent customers because they already understand your offers and they're aligned with your values and they're respectful of your price point, you open the door for a lot of budget seekers and a lot of people who are not the right fit. And this inevitably leads to burnout, course correcting, or even worse, a failed business. When people are continually trying to negotiate you down to fit within their budget or create their own sort of a la carte package when that's really not something you like to offer, it's because you have let them take control of your brand and not the other way around. Today, I want to help you wrap your head around this idea of crafting a strong brand identity, because when you do, you will gain so much confidence as a business owner. And that's what we're all about. That's what I am all about, helping women show up confident online. And a strong brand identity will give you confidence because it serves as the foundation for all of your brand communication, for all of the brand experiences that you're creating, both online and offline, and it will inform how you make decisions for your business. Add to that, a strong brand identity not only helps you cut through the noise, but it also builds recognition, it builds trust, it builds loyalty. In other words, this leads to more brand exposure, more happy customers, and more sales. Now that we know what brand identity is, I also want to take a second to kind of clarify the difference between a personal brand and a business brand. This is a question that I get asked a lot, and I probably will record an entire episode where I dive deeper into the differences of a personal brand versus a business brand. But to give you the nutshell version, your personal brand often comes first. Your personal brand is all about you, obviously. It's all about your authenticity. It's all about your values. What are you all about? What is your personality? Why are you starting this business that you're thinking about building a brand for? The personal brand almost always comes first, and it influences the business brand. I'm going to give an example of my own life and my own personal experience of having a quote unquote personal brand and how that has influenced my company's brand, Brandwell, because I think it might make this a little bit more relatable. I know that many of you guys hear the words personal brand and you think influencer or social celebrity or TV celebrity. But that's really not what I'm talking about here. There's a lot of meaning tied to the words personal brand and even to just the word brand. That's why I always try and make sure I'm clarifying terms on these podcasts. But I have never invested in building a personal brand on social media or building a really public personal brand. What I haven't shied away from, though, is owning who I am, owning the fact that I am Victoria Marcoulier, that I am a Christian, that I am a wife, I'm a mom to two girls, that I am entrepreneurial, that I love to inspire other women, that I have a love for design and all things pretty. I love Starbucks and I don't really go to local coffee shops. These are all attributes of my personal brand that have influenced my business brand. Brandwell looks a lot different today than it did 5 years ago when I didn't have any children. My personal story of building a business and raising my family and hiring a team and how hiring the team helped me raise my family while still building my business, that has influenced my brand and how we inspire and really attract other women in similar seasons of life to my business. So while my personal brand is not necessarily a public brand, my personal brand certainly does influence my business brand, and yours can too. Particularly in the early days of entrepreneurship, your personal brand is your brand story. It becomes your business brand. So keep that in mind, embrace your story, embrace your journey, because oftentimes that is actually why people are going to choose your business brand in the end. So now that we've clarified a few things, let's dive into 6 things that you can do to either begin crafting your brand identity, or if you've already built an established company, these are 6 areas that you can revisit and ensure that they are aligned with your current mission, your vision, and your target audience. The first step in crafting a brand identity is just knowing who you are, finding your personality. Again, this is usually heavily influenced by your personal brand, by your personal personality, particularly if you're a service provider. You have to realize that if you are a coach or if you are a CPA, if you are a realtor, if you are a photographer, you are selling yourself. People are going to choose you because of you, because of your personality, because of your values and how they align with their own personalities. So don't hide that when building a brand identity for your business. You start to do this by defining your core values, defining your mission statement. What are your unique selling propositions? I like to call them your differentiators. What sets your brand apart from competitors? What do you want to be known for? I've got multiple podcast episodes delving into each of these topics that you can go back and listen to in order to identify what your brand is all about. But that is step one. It's figure out why you're here. Why do you exist? What do you want to be known for? Step number two, create a memorable logo. It's important to remember that people feed with their eyes first. We live in an era where scrolling through endless content on social media is the norm. So standing out visually, it matters. Your logo is the visual centerpiece of your brand identity, and you want to make sure that it reflects your brand's personality and values. At my design agency, Brandwell, we actually don't even offer singular logo design. If somebody DMs us on Instagram or inquires through our website saying like, hey, can I just get one logo created? The answer is almost always no. There are very few exceptions to that rule. And here's why. Very rarely is one logo going to serve your business well on all mediums. Let me explain that. I launched the Branding Business School as a sister company to Brandwell last year, and my designer Lauren and I went through the entire process of building a brand from scratch for this company. The Branding Business School is a long company name, okay? It is 4 words, some of them are long, and if the only logo that I had to pull from was one where my entire business name was written out, there's no way that the words would be legible if I had to shrink it down as an Instagram profile picture. Having multiple multiple logos within your brand kit allows you not only to diversify your brand style and give it some more personality, but it's also to appropriately promote your business on all of the different platforms available to us these days. It makes your brand more scalable. So while a DIY logo is good for getting started, investing in a professionally designed logo suite will elevate your brand and it will show people that you are legit. Step number three, this kind of plays off of step number two. This is to choose a consistent visual style. This is where Canva can either be your business bestie or it can make you look like a DIYer. Canva has some awesome design templates to choose from, but if you're not utilizing their brand kit feature where you get to select specific fonts and colors to apply to the designs that you're creating, then your brand is going to lack consistency. And inconsistencies in branding equate to unprofessionalism. You want people to take you seriously. You want to raise your prices. You're going to have to look professional. Your brand and your visual aesthetics are often how people calculate your credibility. One of the fastest ways to build trust online is through design. So developing a cohesive visual style that encompasses your fonts, your color palette, the imagery that you're using, this is going to help you start to build a brand that people recognize and a brand that people trust. With our clients at Brandwell, we approach this process very strategically. We make sure that the visual style we're creating for our clients is aligned not only with the company's personality, but also with their target audience, with what is going to attract the right type of people to your business. Moving on to number four, creating a compelling brand message. I feel like this entire episode honestly could be one big plug for the Branding Business School course because these are all the things that we cover in my brand strategy course, which opens in June, by the way. I'll make sure that we have the waitlist linked for you in the show notes if you want early discounted access into our June launch of the Branding Business School. One of the modules that we cover inside TBBS is on developing your brand voice. If you have not taken the time to research brand voice and develop your brand voice, this is really important. This is how you communicate with your audience. Are you formal or friendly? Are you authoritative or approachable? Or is it heavily dependent on your mood the day that you're writing your social media caption? Going back to the fact that inconsistencies make you look unprofessional, the same is true of brand voice and messaging. You want to develop a verbal identity of sorts for your business, as well as some key messages that help communicate your brand story, your benefits, your differentiators, and your personality. Some key messages for Brandwell. We help you show up confident online. Your brand should be so good, people can't ignore it. Creative females serving creative females. You don't get a second chance at a first impression. These are little phrases that people associate with our brand that help to communicate what we're all about, why we exist, what we offer. Now, once we have done steps 1 through 4, we can focus on building a strong online presence. Your website is often the first point of contact for your potential customers. And if your website design doesn't reflect the brand identity that you're trying to craft in step 1 through 4, you're not only leaving money on the table, but you're actually hurting your brand. Because just when someone thinks they know what you're all about, they land on your website and they're presented with a whole different story. If you listen to episode 124, where I shared 5 common mistakes on your website that are costing you dearly, then you know that your website is a reflection of the quality of your offers in the minds of its viewers. So here's what this means. If you are an event planner and you are trying to target a high-end luxury bride or her mother, and your website does not convey high-end luxury, because you threw it together in Wix and you didn't really know what you were doing and it's the best you could do for a DIY, then they're not going to trust you with the design of their wedding day. This is the most important day of their life. So even though you're not a web designer and the skills don't necessarily need to translate, your customers are making a judgment about the quality of your offers based on the quality of your website. And your online presence, of course, goes beyond your website. This is how you show up on social media. This is the reviews that you're collecting on Google from past customers. All of these things are going to help you either build up the brand identity that you started crafting with steps 1 through 4, or they're going to work to tear it down. We can say all the things that we want to about our business and why it's the best, but if our customers are taking to Google with a different story, there's a crack in our brand identity. So make sure that your online presence that you're crafting, from your website to your socials to your Google reviews, are all in alignment with the overall identity that you're trying to create for your business. All right, lastly, step 6, consistency is key. I did a whole video inside the Branding Business School course library about how consistency trumps talent. Most businesses don't make it past the second year of business, and I think this is because it's really hard to stay consistent, especially when we're not getting the accolades, when we're not seeing the sales, when the inquiries aren't coming through. But consistency will pay off. And this is particularly true when we're talking about branding. You need to make sure that your brand touch points, whether it's your website, your social media, your packaging, your customer service, that they all reflect your brand's values and your visual style. Consistency creates recognition. Recognition creates familiarity, and familiarity leads to loyalty. And that is what we want. We want loyal customers who become brand advocates who continually market our business for us. So just to recap the 6 steps involved in crafting your brand identity. Number 1, define your brand's personality. What are you all about? Number 2, create a memorable logo. Ideally, more than just a logo, create a brand. Step 3, select a consistent visual style for your business. Number 4, create compelling brand messaging. Number 5, focus on building out a strong online presence that aligns with what you establish in steps 1 through 4. And number 6 is stay consistent. At the end of the day, you have to remember that your brand is more than a logo. It's your story. It's your promise. It's the legacy that you're going to leave behind. If this is currently an area where you're just floundering a bit because you find it hard to talk about your business, to talk about yourself, to figure out how are you really different from other people in your industry offering similar services, then get on the waitlist for the Branding Business School. This is a course that can be taken in 1 to 2 weeks, and it will leave you feeling confident in building a brand that people actually want to buy from. Go to thebrandingbusinessschool.com/waitlist to join, because enrollment is opening soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Branding Business School podcast. If you're looking to take your business to the next level, subscribe to the podcast, and we'll continue to cheer you on week after week by giving you practical advice on how to build your brand. For show notes or to learn more about what we covered in today's episode, head to thebrandingbusinessschool.com/podcast. And remember, you don't need an MBA to be the CEO